Welcome. This podcast is an exploration into being human and what's possible when there's less attention on the noise in our heads. Warning. While listening to this broadcast, you may experience moments of deep peace, sighs of relief, personal insights, or long stretches of dead air. Do not be afraid. This is normal. Under the Noise with Wynne Morgan and Kate Roberts.
Welcome to this week's episode of Under the Noise with my wonderful co-host, Kate Roberts. Hello, Kate.
Hey, Wynne.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. So here we are, another episode and another idea that you had for us.
Yes. So, you know, like many episodes that we do, it's something that someone says that I know is true for me, that I thought would be fun to explore. And I heard someone say that I know when I'm feeling, when something feels dull, or I've done it before, or I think there's a limit to this, or I know. And I know when it feels that way. This is what the person said. I know when it feels that way because I'm clearly underestimating the intelligence of life. So it isn't even that what they're doing isn't incredible. It's that they've done it and done it and done it, and now it feels duller. And like, that's how they were seeing it. But for me, what I knew to be true when they said it, I was like, wow, how much am I underestimating the intelligence of life in every situation? Does it feel dull? Does it feel like I've done it 100 times? Does it feel limited? Does it feel like it's on me? Does it feel like I know the outcome? Like I know what's about to happen? Like if that is the truth, and I know that it is, to a certain extent, I know that I'm underestimating life and what's possible. And this, I think, is when we don't realize, like, let's just say you have this incredible life and relationships and what some people would say would be like the whole package of life, right? Let's just say you've got all of that. Does it feel exciting still? Does it feel new? Like, even then, we're underestimating what's possible. Like, let's just say everything's going right. Right.
Yeah. Right in inverted commas, right.
Right. Right. So let's just say. But then there's another level. Like, if you think you've gotten to some level of clarity or creativity or well-being or success, there's more. That's just... there's more. There's always more. And I don't mean more in a, this is not good enough. I mean, life has the ability to show more, to feel more, experience more. Like, and I know that this is when my thinking is taking over. Like, even the thinking I'm not aware of, like, oh, I've driven this route 100 times, right? I don't realize that that's my thinking, making it seem like the same old route, the same old life experience all the time, right? I don't know that that's happening. And so this is really when you don't realize you're in your thinking on any given subject. And I sense, like, if this is true and there's infinite possibilities on every moment, and and I don't really know that except, you know, in my head, and that feels true to me, right? But I get a sense that I'm completely underestimating what's possible. I think I know. I think I got it down sometimes. And even when things aren't going good, I think I know how they're going to go. Like I've decided. And so I just thought it would be like a cool topic is like, how are we underestimating infinite intelligence that we are a part of, that we have access to? Yeah, I feel like I'm doing it all the time. I don't know, what'd you hear in that one?
So much. And at the same time, it's difficult to put in words. I mean, that question of how many ways do I underestimate the intelligence of life that I'm made of? And then that's a question for the ages. As opposed to a 30 to 40 minute chat. What is that? What's that poem? How many ways do I love you? Let me count the ways or something, right? Well, let me count how many ways I underestimate the intelligence of life. And yeah, that would be a long list. All I know is that, yeah, frequently, somewhere between frequently and constantly, I underestimate it. And at the same time, a lot less than I used to. Because I used to think I always had to know. So, let's say I've got a meeting tomorrow. I need to know what I'm going to say. I need to know how it's going to go. I need to know my answers to the questions that someone might ask, or I need to have the questions down. Or I've got a big presentation to give in a week's time. You know, what do I need to do today in order to be ready for a week tomorrow? All of that stuff. Forgetting that me in the moment always has it covered. Always has it covered. Doesn't mean never prepare. But there's a lot less, and it's far simpler. Knowing that the me who shows up has got that covered. Vast majority of it. It was funny, I was with a group 2 weeks ago now. And the group across North America. I was with them for 2 days. They were looking to find ways of unlocking more growth for their business. And in me listening to them with a few conversations with the major stakeholders in a few weeks before I met them all, it was really clear to me that all they needed to do was connect better with their client base. You know, have better conversations. Not think about, you know, how much they're going to, how big the invoice is going to be, but just get really curious about their business, client's business, and what they were up to and what that human being was really up to, and just stay there. And stay caring about the relationship. And really what mattered to them. In the conversation over the 2 days, a few of them said, that's great. That is absolutely what we need to do. We need a list of 5 questions to ask in every meeting. And that was my initial weight. They underestimate the intelligence that they're born with and how well they're made. And that would be how it can play out. And that's how I would do it as well. I mean, I just would often underestimate that for myself, my ability to think on the spot in the moment and react and respond in real time. Always better than my predetermined best idea that was at least an hour old. So that's one thing that came up. The other thing that I'm noticing is the feeling of freshness, even in. So here's an example, right? So it's 4 years ago now since the first lockdowns happen with the coronavirus in March of 2020. I would be amazed how many days on days on days I have spent in my office here at home, with my human interactions being on the screen. And I would have thought previously that would send me insane. And every day out of that entire time, because a lot of my work is still online, as opposed to more of it was face-to-face, I was traveling an awful lot more in up until March of 2020 than I have since. Freshness doesn't come from in a different place geographically. Freshness exists from behind my eyes. Freshness is always there when I'm not clouding it with my premeditated or predetermined thought-created versions of reality. When I'm not in my stale thinking, freshness is always there. And there's a different quality of life when I'm in that freshness as opposed to my stale thinking. So that's the second thing that came to mind and or popped into my head in listening, what occurred to me. So I'm handing it back to you.
Well, you know, it's interesting because if you were not going to underestimate throughout your day or your sleep, I guess, because sleep's a thing for a lot of people, right? So if you weren't going to do that, you would constantly have to be in the unknown, aware that you're in the unknown. And our minds can't play there. So our intellect can't play in the unknown. It has no idea. So it's piecing together what it thinks is happening in the moment, right? Even though it can't, it's trying really hard to, right? So
yeah. That's
its job. It's trying to anticipate what's happening or dangers or what are you going to need? And it's always searching, right? But it can't play in the unknown. But that's why I feel like, at least for me, I'm constantly underestimating is because I think I know mine, whether I'm aware of it or not. But when I find myself in a place where I'm like, I don't know, it's almost like an invitation. It's almost like I'm inviting life to show me what I can't possibly know or see or anticipate. And I don't mean that as some kind of formula for what to do. I just notice that when I'm there and I'm like, I don't know. Like when I walk into conversations from that space, when I show up in this space with you, in other parts of work or conversations with people I'm in relationships with, family, it feels like an invitation. I don't know why it would occur to me to kind of show up in that way and be like, I don't know, let's see. But I do know that that seems to be wide open for anything possible. And this is from somebody who I've wanted to always know, and I still do, right? I still want to know what's going to happen and what's, I mean, you and I have had recent conversations. I'm like, I wonder, should I do this? Should I, right? I still really want to know sometimes, but then there's something really, it's almost like my preferences are shifting. And when I don't know, I'm kind of more interested in that than what I can come up with. And even when, like, I catch myself and I'm trying to figure it out ahead of time, wanting to know, a sense that I prefer not to, which is super new in my life for me. Kind of exciting. It's a little bit like, I was telling someone this, that I'd heard this analogy, but it's like the difference between, oh my God, I don't know, like in a fearful way. And then, oh my God, I don't know. And it's kind of like, it's saying the exact same thing and yet it's completely different. It's like the hands up in the air on the roller coaster when you finally get enough courage to do it. You're like, I might die, but it's happening. And it's fear and excitement, and maybe those are the same things, really, when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
But that's a cool space.
You know, the part that I also enjoyed in what you just shared was remembering that my rational brain, that part of my mind, will always want to create a model. We'll look for certainty. We'll look for synthesizing various pieces of information in order to make a conclusion. And it's nice to not always listen to it. So as you say, to actually take my hands off the safety bar on the roller coaster and go, it's not going to make a blind bit of difference on my left. This roller coaster's still going to do the roller coaster thing, whether my hands are tightly clasped or they're up like this.
Yeah.
One has an awful lot more freedom in it.
And fun.
Oh, yeah. Although, I mean, I remember having an awful lot of fun while my knuckles were white and gripping that safety belt. I still enjoy being petrified on those things. It's a part of the fun. Part of the fun of life is also falling for the illusion. Part of the fun of life is just to realize, there I go again, making up the future. There I go again, thinking that tomorrow will be the same as yesterday and today. There I go again, saying a rainy day is the same rainy day.
Yeah.
It's an interesting kind of illusion that we have. And nothing to fight in either way. That's the bit that I just notice now as I remember that bit. That's what's freeing right now, is that whether I'm in my rational mind and I'm really thinking hard, or whether I'm in my hands off the safety barrier and I'm just free, the fact that I get to live, the fact that both of those can be in the realm of being alive, in this character that my parents gave the name of Wynne Morgan to. That's so cool to notice. So I get to underestimate the entire existence of the universe and what created the universe. That's kind of wow. I'm not saying it's always wow. Sometimes it's dull. And sometimes it's, you know, painful. This struggle and suffering there emotionally, mentally, physically. And sometimes there's absolute freedom.
You and I have had conversations about this before, but I truly believe that there's, you know, this part of us that exists before we show up in these bodies and then exists after, right? And when you just said that, I was like, wow, I bet they got really excited to be like, ooh, I'm going to come down and I'm going to feel so limited. So separate. That's going to be cool. I don't know what that feels like. So if that's true, then the deeper part of me is having a really good time. A really good time in this experience.
Wow.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. This is fun.
Yeah. And thank you. You've been listening to Under the Noise. I'm Kate Roberts, and I'm here with my co-host, Wynn Morgan. If you have any questions, we are loving your emails, by the way. Even if we haven't responded quite yet, we love your emails to us about the show and questions and ideas for topics. And so we appreciate that so much. So if you have any questions or ideas, definitely email us. And forgive us if we don't get back right away, but we will. And we do appreciate you so much for listening. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and review. If you have a topic or question that you'd like us to chat about, email Wynn or Kate at wynn@wenning.co.uk and kate@katerobertscoaching.com. Until then, enjoy what's possible under the noise.